Friday Night Live on BFBS.
BFBS.
The Force Station.
So this is BFBS of Friday Night Live with Jess and Mike. And tonight we are bringing you some spooktastic stuff. Mike, tell us more.
So we went on a little road trip. So Jess, myself, and our social media bod, I'm going to call you that rather than your job title because it just sounds a bit rubbish otherwise, Alex, went on a little road trip on Friday to a place called Soulgrave Manor in Soulgrave in Banbury, Northamptonshire. This is a mid-16th century Tudor Hall house that was built by a chap called Lawrence Washington, who is the third great-grandfather of George Washington. That's right, first president of the United States.
You might have heard of him.
You may have heard of him. You might have seen him on some notes. So it was just quite an interesting evening.
Interesting is one word for it.
Reports of spirits in this building, including the spirit of a military person in the cellar. So we saw this, we were like, we have to go and sit in the cellar, in the dark, on our own. We did that to see if we could communicate with a spirit. At this stage, all I'll say is, we did that. But we were with 30 of the people. It was led by Haunted Happenings and our four hosts, who were just brilliant. And huge thanks to Haunted Happenings and to Lisa, to Mel, to Yvonne and to Dan. And let's just get the laughs out of the way, shall we? Because this is a sample of some of the guests that were there on Friday night.
Good evening, my name's Dan. I'm here with a few friends. If you're here, make yourself known and touch Nicole's hair.
No. Yes. Good evening, I'm Nicole and I do not like my hair to be touched, please, but I would happily see the lights change colour or hear you walking around. I'd really like to experience that, please.
Hello, spirits. My name is Zoe and I am a big believer, but my husband James is not. So I would love something to happen to open his mind a little tonight. So feel free to be as active as you like with James in particular.
What's going on, spirits? I don't believe in you, so if that's a challenge, please just, yeah, come and see me, say hello. Although my wife did burn some sage over my head earlier, so we're going to be unprotected.
Good evening, spirits. I'm Lucy. If you are here or could make yourself known, please move something on the dining table.
So let's get the fun out of the way. So that's a little interesting to some of the guests that were on there. There was 30 people in total who were doing that, along with ourselves, along with our four hosts from Haunted Happenings. And our very own Alex Hood, who was on the socials. He's also here in the studio right now. Shout out, Alex.
Hi.
We've got Sean on TikTok. Shout out, Sean.
Hi.
There he is. So Alex, we picked up a little bit of what Alex said as well on the night.
Hi, I'm Alex. I'm actually quite afraid, so be nice. And I hope to see some stuff tonight, but not too much. Keep the same. Thank you.
Not too much, he says.
Oh, we scared him.
BFBS.
Friday Night Live on BFBS.
The Forces Station.
So then, we went to Soulgrave Manor in Banbury, and we began the night as a group in the base room. This is where everyone gets together. There were 30 guests, as mentioned, and Alex, who is the head gardener at Soulgrave Manor, who is on TikTok Live, plus four hosts, Lisa, Mel, Dan, and one of which was a very familiar face from the Haunted Happenings team, a real character, Yvonne, who was one of the hosts at Kelvin Hatch back in 2019, which was the feature of Fright Night Live that year.
2019, so 4 years ago. This is my very first experience with Haunted Happenings, and to say I was scared is an understatement. I called my mum the day of and said, I can't do this, Mandy. And she said, tough, you signed up to it, don't let work down. So that's where my work ethic comes from. Cheers, mum.
So this is Yvonne. Let's listen to Yvonne.
Good day, everyone. Just over 15 years. This is my first time here, so I'm quite looking forward to it.
and I'm hoping that they will come out and say hello to us. Don't be disappointed, you know, you could spend like however long in a video and nothing happened, and then that last 5 minutes you could get loads of activity. So give it your all, you know, keep your energy high and morale high.
Now, Lisa also talked about Shepton Mallet Prison, where we have gone previously, a few years ago, and on a very previous ghost hunt, a group of different people all together took some selfies. And the trick is, and I didn't know this until last Friday, you take three photographs, one after another. One, two, three, to see if anything appears. And quoting Lisa, apparently spirits love a selfie, which is a new one on me. And when this particular group did, something did appear.
So they take the selfies, one, two, and three. They look at them. Looking on the first, looking on the second. On the third, there's a hand above the head with a little pinky ring on. So they look and they go, the team have a look with all the guests' hands, nobody's got a pinky ring on. So we say, whatever photos you take, you may pick up the north, you may pick up the white flash, you may pick up a dark shadow that wasn't there. Do not delete anything. Send it into HH, and they will send it off for you and get it authenticated for you. We are not involved in that. Your name will be credited with that photo. So don't delete nothing until you see something big on the PC.
So there you go, that team at Shepton Mallet Prison, they caught an unknown hand wearing a pinky ring in one of the pictures, but nobody was actually wearing one. So if you're doing one of these paranormal activities, take loads and loads of photographs. And I think it was just after we'd kind of finished this particular bit, I'd got a recorder with me on Friday, and the batteries in my recorder completely drained instantly. I literally hadn't even started going. This has happened before at Drakelow Tunnels, I think it was 2018, and spirits are known for doing this, but I've never experienced it happening so quickly before.
And as for spirits and photos, there were some groups amongst us at Solgrave Manor who did have some spooky happenings, which you'll be hearing about later on in the show.
Fright Night Live on BFBS.
BFBS, the Forces Station.
So we did go to Solgrave Manor in Banbury, Jess and I and Alex. And we went to do paranormal investigations, and we did come across various different things. So we went with Haunted Happenings and our four hosts. We moved into the dining room as one big group for the first vigil. Now, we all put our phones on flight mode so the phones didn't trigger a bit of kit called the K2 meters. Now, these are a kind of must when it comes to paranormal investigations. They were originally used in environmental control, and they're designed to detect and analyse electromagnetic energy. And it's believed that spirits or entities have a close association with this form of energy and with EMF readings as well, as they're known. And are often present at the same time as paranormal activity. So it's a little box with lights from green, which is not much going on, through to amber, yellow, and then red. When it's in red, there's a lot of activity going on. So we had lots of light-up cat balls on the floor as well to detect motion. And basically, if they move, then it means that they're going to light up as well.
OK, so this is what we call it, a little mini vigil. This is so we can hear your voices. This is so we can interact with the spirits. This is where I can put you all in a sacrifice. We have this little gadget here. Most people just call them doorbells. But this is a sensor. And I'm going to put this in that doorway over there. If anything goes by it, this is what you'll hear. Not too scary, is it? Are we ready, guys?
Just make sure everyone stands still so they don't step on any of your balls.
Okay, guys, you're going to hear myself, Yvonne, Dan, and Mel call out to the spirits. And then we're going to go round in a circle and you're going to introduce yourself. You're going to say your name. Ask them to come and do something for you.
So we had the explanation, and it was only moments into the vigil that we heard a thud from upstairs. Now, bearing in mind that the only people in Solgrave Manor were us, who were all downstairs. So the Haunted Happenings team, the guests, the BFBS radio team, Alex the head gardener was in a different part of the building, was in a different building. So the manor house was just us, and we were all downstairs.
To all the spirits that are here with us this evening at Solgrave Manor, thank you so much for letting us into your space this evening. We really do appreciate it. We've got some lovely guests here that have come a long way that wish to communicate with you. My name's Lisa. We have Yvonne. We have Dan. And we have Mel. There's lots of equipment around that you can play with. If you go and stand next to it or go and touch it, it will just flash, it will just indicate to where you are. We're not here to hurt you or harm you or disrespect you in any way, shape or form. We just want to communicate with you. Did you hear that?
I did. Someone's bugging around upstairs.
There's no one upstairs.
There's no one upstairs. Are we by the stairs? Oh, we're by the stairs, yeah.
If that was you above us, could you make that bang again for me, please?
Oh, is it gone cold?
Yeah.
Okay, what's your name, darling?
Laura.
Okay, Spirit, you stood by Laura. There's a little green light by her. If you go towards it, it will go into different colours. Orange, yellow, red. Just an indication of where you are. Okay, well, it's just gone over here.
So
the table. On the table, you're back there too, just went off
there. So by this point, we're already well underway, and we've had a thud upstairs, which was caused by no human being. One of the guests had been affected in that she'd gone cold, and then when invited by Lisa, our Haunted Happenings host, to move towards that K2 meter that we were just talking about to change the colour of the lights, that's exactly what happened. Here's that thud upstairs. Now, it was so loud that you can almost feel the power behind it. You certainly could. Now, this audio has been enhanced to allow for a better listen. Can you hear that? That boof. So our host Yvonne then spoke out to the spirits, and we also had a response as one of the cat balls moved and lit up the room.
I'm calling to any spirits from Soulgrave Manor or the surrounding land. If you'd like to come and talk to us, make yourself known. My name is Yvonne and it's my first time ever here, so it would be really good if you could come forward.
My legs have gone really cold.
Use the energy in this room because we give it to you freely. Touch one of them.
Wasn't enough.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
So that was the cat ball moving and lighting up the room. Then it was Mel's turn from the Haunted Happenings team to call out, and this got a little bit weird.
Good evening, spirits. My name's Mel. Thank you for allowing us into your manor. If you could come forward, please. Come and make a noise in this room. Can we hear your footsteps? Can you tap on something? Affect someone in this room. Have a look at the people. Can you pull someone's hair? Give them a push?
Can I just interrupt for 1 second? Is anybody moving? Because I've got to keep seeing a shadow.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. I just keep seeing a shadow. Yeah. I'm just trying to work out what it is.
Okay, Spirit, if you're stood at the back of us and you're hiding in the doorways, come forward, come into the room to us.
Lisa, come and stand here.
Yeah, it's been going on for absolutely ages.
Look over there to the back
of the room. Yeah.
What, carry on now.
Where is it? If you're walking around the room, can you come and do something? There's devices on the floor, there's lots of lights. If you can go near them, touch them, you'll affect them. Make a bang, throw something.
Just hold on, guys.
Did you see them?
No, come on. You saw that.
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah.
Now you must have seen that.
Yeah, there it is. You don't mess with Lisa, she knows what she's doing, and you could hear in her voice, she was like, no, come on, you saw that. So I've talked to a couple of people since this, and someone said, was it shadows outside? It wasn't. It was shadows. We were seeing shadows moving around on the wall, and some moved just outside the room that we were in. Saw by a number of people in the group during that vigil. We then went round the group. Now everybody introduced themselves, asked the spirits to make themselves known, and we got to one of the guests called Laura.
I'm Laura. I've been very, very aware of the spirit realm from a very young age. That's been really nice to experience. What goes on here tonight? Please come forward. Do something.
Let's just clarify that. Did anybody hear voices?
Yes.
When you started talking, there was a male voice at the back of you?
I didn't. But I was so focused on what I was.
So obviously we've just checked to see if obviously there's outside. The gates are locked, there is nobody else walking around this building. There is only us here and Alex in.
Sounded like a female to me.
So we did a check around the courtyard, nobody else, several people heard a male voice. Now we've taken that bit of audio, increased the levels again, now you can hear Laura's voice talking and Lisa's comes in at the end, but there is something in there. We might need to just lower the music just a little bit. Nobody else in the room was talking. It's kind of a respect thing that you have, but you can hear something very faint. It's almost like very light staccato whispering, but we managed to pick something up.
The spirit realm from a very young age that would be really nice to experience.
Did you hear that?
I can hear it now.
You can't make out what that's saying.
No.
But it's like... It's very strange. So who or what was that?
Fright Night Live on BFBS. Happy Halloween.
The Forces Station.
We went to Soulgrave Manor in Banbury. Now, this is possibly going to get a little bit spooky. It's the ancestral home of George Washington. Now, we were led by an excellent team of four from Haunted Happenings. We'd done one big vigil. A little later into the evening, we split into four groups for separate vigils. And the aim was to communicate with the spirits at the manor house. And I was with our host Lisa's group in the dining room in the Great Hall. We'd had the ghost radio on. And it was all... It was all going okay. Fairly okay. So, the white noise spirit box was going, so that allows spirits to communicate. The volume was down, so she didn't want to, at least didn't want to kind of disturb anything, so she kept it fairly quiet. And one of the guests, Jordan, had a body camera on to film everything that was happening. And this is what happened.
My phone's on flight mode, so it's not very indicated.
Spirit, was that you that made the light go?
If it is, can you do it again, please? Thank you. Do you know, it's just that I'm here. I haven't put it in the speaker on, but it just said stop the camera.
This is Jordan's camera.
Yeah, my camera's on.
I think it's Jordan's camera that's on. That's
why. Would you like us to turn off the camera?
So the spirit box threw up the words, turn off the camera. Now, on that, we moved into the kitchen a little later with our host Dan from Haunted Happenings. Now, we had a couple of groups in a vigil, and they were placing their hands on two small tables and aiming to communicate with spirits using energy and move the tables. And we did have a little bit of a breakthrough in doing this.
Spirits, can you move the tables then? Move it from side to side. Can you move it across the floor?
So the table started to move, then gently started to rock, and then go kind of full on rock. So some have even tipped over before today, and some of the guests started to feel very cold. Now, listen to this. The table's moving, the group are feeling it, and then suddenly, nothing.
Come on.
That's it. Keep going.
Show us
the some more.
We're rushing.
It's that piano that did it, wasn't it?
That's it, spirit.
Go on, you got it.
Come and talk to us.
Oh, that was weird.
And then it just stopped.
Just dead.
So it just stopped. Nothing ceased. Then the group got it going again.
You can get it rocking again.
That was good fun. I bet you can't get it going again.
You've got a table, leg to leg, side to side.
That's it.
Forward and back.
That's it.
That's really good rocking.
Come on, spirits.
Can't you do that again?
Come on, that was going really well.
Spirit, can you move our table for us?
And we're rocking.
That's it, Spirit. Keep doing
that.
Keep pushing.
Come on. Can you move our table the same way?
This is weird.
We just stopped there, isn't it?
So you heard it stop and then start rocking again, then it stopped. Now, this happened a few times.
Come on, let's do our table.
Can you take
us to the stairs? Push it over towards
the stairs.
Push it towards the stairs.
K2's going off.
Come on,
push it towards the stairs.
Sorry, just back up slowly. Go towards Lauren.
That's it, keep it going.
Come on. Oh, where have you gone?
So you can quite clearly hear the rocking there, and then it just stops, and then we see a pattern. Alex, our Alex, who's been filming for our social media platforms, which you can see this thing in a moment, stops me and says, every single time he hits record on the camera, the moment he does, the table instantly stops moving. Listen to this.
Oh, that's weird.
Okay, so whenever Alex starts filming, when he hits record, that's when your table stops. It's happened several times.
It's happened three times in a row.
When he starts filming, that's when it stops.
And that moment you hit stop, the table started back up rocking again. And just remember that shortly before that, in the room next door, our host Lisa told us that the words "stop the camera" came through in that spirit box. So we go back to that great hall where a table's rocking and a spirit appeared to respond to a request to make a thud noise on the table.
Can we have a go, Sarah? Did you feel that? No, there's a thud. That's the second time it's thudded.
Spirit, if you're with us, knock on the table.
If you did that thud, can you do it again? Can you do it a bit louder? Oh my gosh, can you hear that? Thank you.
And we've enhanced the volume on that thud again, so you'll hear an increase in volume in this clip, but you can hear a clear knock on that table.
Can you do it a bit louder?
So there it is, very clear. Just that thud once more. Let's have a listen again, Jess. That tap on the table. Very clear tap. And we've experienced this before at Drakelow Tunnels, and it is just incredible when it happens.
It really is. And there were some moments in that night you're like, this just doesn't make sense. And then as the narrative kind of grew throughout the night, so many different strands, whether it was someone in a different room, it kind of transcended into another room. Everything started to come together, so we'll be telling you more about that narrative later on.
Tonight, Night Live on BFBS.
The Forces Station.
So we're back with a group who were doing a vigil under the careful eye of one of our hosts, Dan, from Haunted Happenings. And in this clip, we really got a feel for how spirits can affect us as humans.
God, it's like someone's blowing on my hands.
Back of my legs as well.
Yeah. My God, I feel like somebody's right here. Oh my God,
you're
going
up.
What's going on?
Let us know you're here.
Oh, I've got
my head.
It's ice cold.
I am.
Did you feel that?
K2
spiking.
K2's going.
Some red.
Wow.
Thank you, spirits.
Can you continue to that
rocking.
Side of your ear?
We're rocking. Come on, spirit.
Come on, spirit. See if you can turn this table.
I bet you can't, can you?
It's
the cold air that surrounds us. It's freezing. It's absolutely freezing.
Can you straight away?
Yeah.
Oh! I've gone.
Is it because of him?
Ice cold legs again. Yeah.
There we go.
That's it.
Can you start moving back and forward?
Weird.
If there's another spirit here.
A warm one. Yeah.
So you can really hear how cold they were as that activity happened. It's quite an unfortunate sound, really, when you listen back, but it was a table that was rocking around, feeling like somebody was blowing on their neck, chilling them. And it's said that this could be a sign of spirit presence, but you can also tell that the group wasn't afraid. They were looking for answers. However, where spirits do things out of the blue and when you're not expecting it, that can take a human by surprise. We were walking through the living room at Soulgrave Manor and I'd gone through, but I turned back when I heard some of the guests expressing concern over something that they heard.
Is there a female out there?
A woman just spoke by that door.
It's like, right, let me out or something.
Let me out.
Something like that.
Let me out,
but muffled.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Voice.
Oh my god.
It was like,
let
me out.
Yeah.
Well, you'd let her out.
Yeah, yeah.
Now.
Sorry, it's
not the same
anymore. There's a light on in there. There's no one in there, is there?
Oh,
no.
It's
the cellar. Is it like a cupboard?
No, but there's no one in there.
No, no, it's just like a pantry cupboard.
It's definitely a woman's voice.
Yeah.
So again, no explanation. The cupboard that the guests heard it from was over the cellar stairs, but we had confirmation from another Haunted Happenings host that no women were speaking and certainly nobody said the words, let me out. So that was something that some of the guests heard. And again, haven't been able to debunk it. We've not been able to figure out what that may have been.
Fright Night Live on BFBS.
The Force Station.
So during the investigation then, groups get free time between vigils. This allows them to go off on their own, explore the premises, and to even carry out their own investigations or vigils. And the tone is set now. A good choice with the music, Jess.
Good luck.
Thank you. We're downstairs now. We heard a lot of noise coming from one of the upstairs rooms. Now, get your mind out of the gutter, you lot in here. Unbelievable. We went upstairs to explore, only to find a group of guests experiencing a lot of activity with a spirit, what appeared to be moving a table around a room and at speed. And this table came right for us in the doorway, so much so we had to move out of the way. And the table then took them down the landing of Soulgrave Manor. They also had other kit going, including a spirit box, all of which you can hear in the background of this audio.
Come on. Show us what you were doing. Spell. Come on. Do you mean hear the spell?
Oh, is that what we're talking about?
Come on. You're doing such a good job. Come on.
We'll find the table again.
Don't stop now. Come on. Don't stop now. Keep going.
Keep going. Keep going. You're doing a good job.
Come on. Show us where the blood was. Come on. Where was the blood? Show us. Mm.
So, yeah.
Bicycle.
Oh,
sorry, Jenny.
Where are we going?
He
Right, which way are we going?
We've got stairs behind us. We can't really go down the stairs.
Be careful. Which way are you going? Which way are you going?
So this group had the words blood, they had Max, and they also had bicycle as well. And then you can sort of hear the table came right through the doorway onto the landing. But this went on for ages. It was like 20, 25 minutes this group had activity up and down the landing. Absolutely incredible audio and footage.
Friday Night Live on BFBS. Trick or treat.
The Forces Station.
We now return to Soulgrave Manor in Banbury, Oxfordshire. Beautiful venue by day, but by night, it's a bit creepy. Now, just to give you some history behind what the manor is about, it is actually related in some way to George Washington. You might know him from American history. President at one point. Quite fancy. So we have gone into the manor. We've heard some spooky goings on, lots of bangs, lots of different noises. One particular character in the group, which has a recurring theme every time she does this. You'd have thought she'd give up by now, but oh no, she keeps going. So, sharing a certain message from Kim very shortly. But first up, like I said, throughout the night there were some sounds out of the ordinary.
What are you going for?
Can you really hear that door going there?
Mm. Yeah, I thought someone was...
I thought it was a table.
Someone trying it.
I expected somebody to walk in.
Too solid.
Yeah. No, the tabletops on the, the room. But then close their doors.
Your Halloween effects, I can have
BFBS. Friday Night Live on BFBS.
The Forces Station.
Now we return to Soulgrave Manor in Banbury, Oxfordshire, and in the dining room, one of the guests who attended with us was a little bit apprehensive about getting involved in one activity.
Do you want me to join in, Mark, or not?
Yeah, have a go if you want.
No, well, that's fine. It's up to you.
Give us a bit more energy.
Yeah.
Can you go to the first letter of your name, please?
Yeah,
really impressed so far. Okay. Can you go to the second letter, please? Okay, can you go to the third letter? I think you know where this is going.
Kim.
Who's Kim?
Me.
Oh!
Okay, have you got a message for Kim?
Have you got a message for me tonight?
You have a nice message.
Are you going to be kind tonight?
Yes. Is it somebody you know, Kim?
Sure, come
possibly.
On, possibly. What's the message, please?
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Goodbye. There you go.
Goodbye.
I'll leave you to it.
That's why she steps away from
me. Oh, really?
Keep going, guys.
Oh, beautiful.
That would have been a wouldn't it?
When we go.
Oh,
you okay?
Yeah.
Jess?
Yeah.
It's brilliant when it goes, isn't it?
Can we have someone else on here, please?
Someone nicer?
Yes.
Yeah. With a nice message
on there, please.
Is it somebody that you didn't want on there?
Come stand with us.
It's something that comes on every time I go on and says the same sort of thing. So
oh, okay.
It tends to spoil the fun.
And when she's talking about spoiling the fun, that is Kim. She means that the letters that were spelt out was D-I-E. And she's like, right, okay, that's it. I'm out. Again.
Not for me.
Not for any of us, I don't think.
Wow.
But at the end of that particular vigil, there is a certain process that happens to ensure that the spirits don't follow us home.
Okay, we're going to have to close this down. Oh, okay. Thank you very
much.
All the spirits that are here with us this evening. All the spirits that are here with us this evening, we're going to have to say goodbye to you for now. So all the spirits, please go down to goodbye. Take it down to goodbye. Put it back into the middle.
Goodbye.
And to Francesca.
Thanks, Rick.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Fright Night Live on BFBS.
BFBS, the Forces Station.
Soulgrave Manor is the ancestral home of George Washington. Now, Jess, Alex and I from BFBS joined Lisa, Yvonne, Mel and Dan from Haunted Happenings, along with 30 other guests and, I think becoming a legend, Alex the head gardener from Soulgrave Manor, to carry out a paranormal investigation. Now, it's said that the spirit of a military man can be found in the cellar of the manor. And we heard that this spirit went by the name of Tom, but we didn't have any concrete proof of this. So with that in mind, Jess, Alex and I went down there on our own in the dark. Alex hates the dark.
We made it so dark, actually, we had to put a bench across the door so no one could get in and no light could get in.
That's right.
It's that dark.
It was sealed shut.
Yeah.
So we wanted to carry out our very own vigil. So we took the spirit box. That's essentially the white noise box which allows the spirits to communicate, to speak. So words, phrases come out of this thing. Okay, so that's what you'll hear in the background is the... That's the white noise. That's the spirit box. To see if we could basically connect.
Let's do this. I'm recording.
Okay.
It's cold, isn't it?
It is cold. Hello, spirits of Soulgrave Manor. Is there anybody here? I'm Mike. I'm with Jess and Alex. We're from a British Forces radio station. Is there anybody with us? We mean you no harm. We're here if you'd like to communicate, use our energy. Is there anybody here called Tom? Can you affect any of us? Can you tap or touch? Make a sound? Do we have anybody that served in the military? Maybe you could tap Alex on the shoulder. He's a little bit nervous.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bit cold?
No.
What was it?
Near the phrase when someone walks over your grave.
Yeah.
The shadows.
Okay.
Just like that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. I'm feeling cold on my left-hand side, on my left neck. I'm not left neck, I've got two necks. I'm on the left side of my neck. I'm feeling cold there. Spirit, if that was you, could you affect us again, please? Use our energy. You can communicate with us with words, with phrases. Entity present. We've got an entity present. Spirit, is there anything you can do to... Ooh, okay.
What's that?
Cold. Feeling cold. Really cold. Spirit, if that's you, thank you. Please use the white noise to say something, to communicate. Thank you, Spirit. Spirit, is that you that I can feel on the back of my neck? Convict. Convict, okay. Oh, wow. I just got overwhelming sadness, like, yeah. Really, really sad. Oh, man.
You're a really sad person.
Do you feel sad?
You're sad.
Mm. So I think the key takeaway here is that at that moment we all genuinely felt sadness just out of the blue. And you could actually hear me, like, sniffing away. That wasn't cold. I actually felt quite suppressed. It was as though I was going to... That feeling of, like, when you're just about to burst into tears. I can't even describe it. It was just the most bizarre moment. Now, we continued in the cellar in the quest to see if we could connect with the spirit of that military man who we'd heard about. Can you say anything else to us, please? Use this time. Use us. You've got a lot of energy in this room. Officer. Okay, okay. Is your name Tom? Were you called Tom? Were you an officer in the military?
Thomas.
Or Thomas? Saying he's not with us, but...
Spirit, are you still with us? Can you come back? Can you communicate? Are there any other spirits that are here with us now? Please use us, please use our energy. Please use the white noise. He's not making himself known if he is. You okay, love?
Yeah.
Okay, back. He's back. Hello, spirit. Thank you.
Hotel.
Hotel, okay, hotel. Spirit, can you affect one of us again?
Deadly.
Deadly, okay. Can you affect one of us? Can you make the room cold again? That's fine. Equally, if you just want to talk via the white noise, pass. We wanted to come tonight because we wanted to use this particular part.
Tide.
Tide. Okay. You're right. What happened?
No, something behind you.
Something behind you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, you hear it.
All right, Jess, you were clearly affected at this point, so can you just tell us what happened? We heard the word tide through that spirit box, and you were sat on a bench next to me in the cellar. What happened?
I think I was just conscious that behind me was a load of rope.
Yeah, and on the floor.
On the floor behind us, which we clocked as soon as we walked into the room. And as soon as that came through the white noise, I was like, right, that's it, I'm moving. I'll leave it to you.
Because it very clearly affected you, because you moved quite quickly and you just felt more comfortable being, I guess, the other side of the
cellar,
right?
I think being closer to the door as well might have helped a little bit for me, sure. To be like, right, easy exit if I still feel a bit uneasy for that one.
Sure. So we go back into the cellar, Jess, Alex and I doing our own vigil, and we had the spirit box on, and then we had another entity present. What else would you like to see? Higher, okay. Okay, I can feel you. What else would you like to say? We came here tonight to spend time in this particular part of the manor house. We're huge supporters of the forces, and we work for a forces radio station.
Commitment.
We do have commitment, very much so. Very much so. We love our jobs, and we're very dedicated to our jobs. If there's anything else you can tell us, it's gone. So following that spirit who wants to interact, but not for long, and then we connected with another. Now you can hear the voice changes through that spirit box, and the air was very cold by this point. We'd love to be able to communicate more if you're willing to use the energy that we have and to use this point in time to communicate. I can still feel that the air's cold.
Yeah.
Here we go. Thank you, spirit. Back. What do you want to tell us?
Explicit.
Explicit. Mm-hmm. It does sound
blank.
Blank. Are you the same spirit we just spoke to? Or are you a different spirit that's come through to us? Spirit, are you the same spirit?
Partnership.
Partnership, okay. Spirit, are you still with us? Entity present. What have we got? Hello, spirit, would you like to say something to us? Are you stood near me? Four. The number four. Is there four of you? Or is it because there's four of us now, you included? So we're talking Jess, Alex, myself and you. Spirit, please use...
Emotionally,
yes. We understand and we feel that. Are you feeling sad?
Farm.
Are you feeling sad? Are you feeling okay?
Soften.
Spirit, I think you're quite strong. Can you say anything else to us? Can you communicate further? Are you actually breathing on my neck? Lay.
I'm not laying. I'm sitting up, but I'm not laying. But I can feel something on the back of my neck. Like cold breath.
Ethical.
Spirit, anything else you want to say to us? I can feel you, I can feel...
Nightmare.
Right, look, now listen to that audio at the very end, because I didn't realise this until I was back home editing with headphones on. Listen, there's the word ethical comes out. Jess, you make a noise in this audio and say something. I don't know what that is, but then listen to the breath. Now, there were three of us in the cellar. That's Jess, Alex and myself. And the breath can't be Alex, because Alex, you talk immediately after the breath. And the breath is not me, because I recognise my own breath, basically. And it ain't Jess. So have a listen. It's male. Have a listen to this.
But I can feel something on the back of my neck. Like cold breath.
Ethical.
Right, okay, did you hear that, Jess?
Yeah, I can hear
that. Let's enhance that, okay? So if we turn up the volume, this is what we've got. So you hear Jess, then the breath, and then Alex is something right after. So it's like a sigh, almost like a sound that you get when you... It sounds a bit... The only way to describe it was like, it sounded like a... If you've got a gas mask on and you... That noise, that's what it sounds like. Have a listen to this.
That's definitely not you, is it?
That wasn't you,
because you spoke straight away.
And it wasn't me. And I don't know what that was, but that was like a... That's in a way I can mimic it.
Fright Night Live on BFBS.
BFBS, the Forces Station.
Final visual of the night. It has been quite something. We've had tables chasing upstairs. Honestly, that was quite surreal. You can see more of that on our socials, BFBS Radio HQ, on Twitter, on TikTok, on Instagram, on Facebook. And the final one for me was involving a table and a glass. And it was quite interesting. And this is where it got a little bit emotional towards the end of the night, because sometimes we can reach into the other side, or the other side can reach us potentially, and bring up all kinds of emotions. But first up, let's just hear from Mel introducing the activity.
If you're free, you can tip me whichever table you want to jump on. So, if you stand next to tables, I will shout so that both of you can, both groups can hear me. So, once you're both perhaps stand around the table, yeah? So, what I want you to do, give your hands a rub together.
Freezing.
So, if you grab your hands together, hold up from the
back. Oh my god, I'm really cold. Is that the room we were in?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm really freezing.
Okay, and then once you've put some static energy in your hands, spin the glass around the table 13 times anti-clockwise.
Yeah. So anti-clockwise.
So we've done the spinning of the glass 13 times, and it's time now to reach out to a member of the group.
Move the glass towards the person you want to talk to.
Oh, Jushi.
Oh, Lauren.
Is it Jushi? Jushi, is that you?
Wait, how would he understand? He's Albanian, he doesn't speak English.
It doesn't matter, Lauren.
They're just buying England.
Yeah, as soon as you die, language.
Ferdy, is that you? Ferdy, is that you?
Do you miss Nonna?
Ferdy, are you okay? Everybody's okay. We miss you. Max is okay. Endry's okay. Do you miss us? Do you miss them?
Oh, what a question for them. Do you miss Nonna's cooking?
Yes.
And it is that really strange moment where it happens to you and you're like, I have so many questions, but in the moment I have no idea what to ask. So off tape, I spoke to what I thought was my granddad, and the first question I said was, are you wearing your cowboy hat? Because I was like, I have no idea what to say in this moment because I wasn't expecting it. But it really was quite something. The hairs on my arms are now standing up because it's quite emotional, that.
But I was stood behind you, not in a Jeffrey Dahmer way, but I was behind you. And actually, the glass kept moving towards you. I kept seeing it and it was like, it definitely wants Jess. And that's who you appeared to connect with.
Yeah, because it kept saying goodbye, goodbye, goodbye at one point, and then all of a sudden it just connected in
just
some...
Just wanted Jess, yeah.
Yeah, it was very, very odd, but really lovely to share that experience with complete strangers who, you know, open up their lives to you for one night in such unique circumstances.
Powerful stuff, really. Very powerful stuff.
It certainly is.
Tonight, night live on BFBS.
The Forces Station.
And we return to our final chat with the lovely Mel, who's from Swindon. So a massive shout out to Swindon. That's what I was thinking. And I said, oh, I'm from Gloucester. And she said, do you know what? I'm at Gloucester Prison tomorrow. So that is definitely one to watch out for if you're into all of this. If you've enjoyed what you have heard, if you're curious, then definitely worth signing up. So Soulgrave Manor was her very first time at the manor. That was a really long-winded way of saying it. And she talks about what her experience has been like.
We've had quite a few different people. So we've had from complete believers to non-believers, you know, and in between on the fence. So, yeah, they've all kind of walked away with a good experience, I'd like to think, tonight.
And how are you spending Halloween this year?
I'll be at the Skirrid Inn in Abergavenny in Wales.
And what's so haunted about that place?
Oh gosh, well, they used to do hangings there. That's so there's still a hanging rope that goes from the top all the way down the spiral staircase, which is like a square sort of staircase going down. There's a hanging noose that goes all the way down, but it was a magistrate's court upstairs, and obviously execution. So yeah, so we get a lot of nice things there.
What a very happy Halloween to you.
Yeah, and to you.
That was a strong no from me at the end.
I think so.
No, you can keep that one. Thank you right. Very much.
Goodbye.
Fright Night Live on BFBS.
The Force Station.
We are back at Soulgrave Manor after all of the vigils has taken place, and we grouped together in the base room for a quick debrief. Now, our Haunted Happenings hosts gave us their summaries of what happened.
We've just had a bit of an interesting night, haven't we, in there? We had a history lesson, did we, Darren?
Yes,
sir. It was absolutely fantastic. We had a spirit talk around, and he was giving us some history, and obviously Darren was giving history, and it was actually talking back to him, which was quite interesting. How was your night?
Yeah, two groups had really good activity on the bus, two groups slightly slower. The ones that did have... It was phenomenal.
Yeah, the first two groups didn't get much. Third and fourth, we was getting some interaction.
I remember her name.
Lauren. Lauren.
Yes, I
remember. Well, the one that took the fancy to you, darling.
Pardon?
The one that took a fancy to you.
Oh, what, the man?
Jack.
Yeah.
Jack. What are you done?
Kind of went from very active to not so active at all, really, by the way. First group was unbelievable. I was going all around the room. Catwalk, something like it kind of dropped.
Oh, okay.
You
know,
was dropped down on one of the desks on the way out,
went
in the last
vigil. Or thrown at.
But it wasn't, so it had dropped, but we don't know if it had dropped supernaturally or naturally.
Okay. Okay, that's interesting. But we've actually all enjoyed your company tonight, and if it wasn't people like you, we wouldn't have a good time today. So give yourselves a round of applause anyway, because you've been absolutely amazing. Well done. Thank you guys for all the things that you've done.
Thank you.
Actually, no disrespect, we haven't really noticed you've been there.
That's good, that's a good thing, right? We discovered as well, every time Alex hit record on his camera, activity that was going on, particularly with Dan, just stopped.
Yeah.
As soon as the camera started rolling, it just stopped. And we had a message through before as well saying, was it stop the camera or something?
Stop the camera.
Yeah. So, yeah, we got the message and we stopped the camera.
There you go. It stopped it for you, didn't it?
So Spirit gave one group a history lesson on Nazi Germany, and then we had that Spirit Jack who took a fancy to one of the guests, Lauren, and of course more movement with the cat balls, which resulted in them finishing. Just a massive thank you from us to everybody who was on that hunt on Friday, all of the guests who took part, all of the people who've got in touch tonight with their videos, with their stories from that particular hunt, and in particular our Haunted Happenings team, our hosts Lisa, Mel, Dan and Yvonne as well.
And thank you so much. Honestly, we have had so much content come in that we couldn't even play all of it. Just so much happened within that night at Soulgrave Manor, and it has been an absolute pleasure to share that with you for Halloween Fright Night 2023.
Fright Night Live on BFBS.
Trick or Treat.
The Forces Station.